So Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. And then Isaiah 55, verse 11 says, it will not return empty, but rather it accomplishes the plans of the Lord. So our message this morning is going to be a little different. And really, what would we expect? It's Kenton preaching, and youth pastors, well, they just can do that. So rather than hearing a typical sermon this morning, we're going to actually hear the words of Jesus in one of his sermons. Not read, but memorized and recited. So Kenton challenged his youth here a while ago to do that. And I guess he figured, you know, what better way to motivate him to memorize than to actually share it with us this morning. So the Sermon on the Mount contains many of Jesus' most famous teachings and is probably the most practical of the entire scriptures. As such, it often hits us right where it hurts us and where we actually need it. So Kenton has asked that we just this morning close your Bibles, turn off your phones, and you'll see that there are little pieces of paper underneath your chairs. Grab one of those and a pencil, pen, whatever. And we just want to encourage you with those this morning to just write down what are some of the key thoughts, the key words. I believe that that will be God's Spirit speaking to you. And that's what Kenton is really praying for each one of us this morning. So don't resist the Spirit today. Let him speak. And if you do, you're going to likely leave encouraged, challenged, and hopeful. So I'm going to invite Kenton to come up, and I'm just going to pray for him before he gets going. Lord, thank you so much for my brother Kenton. Lord, thank you for the impact that he has on our youth and on our team as pastors and staff. Lord, I just pray that you would just anoint him in a powerful way, Lord. They're your words, and you have chosen Kenton this morning, Lord, to speak those words to us. So use them in a powerful way, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. When he saw the crowds, Jesus went up on the side of a mountain, and he sat down. And his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. And this is what he said. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither does someone light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they might see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Don't think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth that until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of God. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in his kingdom. You've heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with their brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to their brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, is in danger of the fire of hell. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with them on the way, or they may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown in prison. I tell you that you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You've heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It's been said that anyone who divorces their wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces their wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. You've heard that it was said, keep your oaths, and do not break the oaths that you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all. Not by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your own head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone sues you and wants to take your tunic, give them your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go with them 1 mile, go with them too. Give to the one who asks you. Do not turn away from the one who seeks to borrow from you. Many people have said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the good and on the evil. And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love only those who love you, what reward will you get? Do not even the tax collectors do that. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than other people? Even the pagans do that. Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness in front of men to be honored by them. If you do, you will have no reward in heaven. When you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. And when you pray, do not go on babbling like the pagans do. They think that they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Your Father in heaven knows what you need even before you ask. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done here on earth just as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father in heaven will not forgive you yours. And when you fast, don't look somber as the hypocrites do. They love to disfigure their faces so that it's obvious to people that they're fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it won't be obvious to people that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light inside you is truly darkness, how great that darkness is. You cannot serve two masters. Either you will love one and hate the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. So don't worry about your life, about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? Look at the lilies of the field. They don't labor or spin. And yet, I tell you that Solomon, in all of his glory, was not dressed as one of these. If that's how God clothes the lilies of the field, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your Father in heaven knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow can worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Don't judge, or you will be judged. In the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, while all along there is a plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the whole time there is a plank in your own? You hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, then you can see clearly to help your brother and remove the speck from his eye. Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Who of you, if your son asks you for some bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to other people what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the whole law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. You will know them by their fruit. People do not pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. And likewise, a good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Any tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only they who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name, drive out demons and do many miracles? And I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, evildoer. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains came down and the streams rose up and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. After Jesus had finished saying these things, the people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, not as their teachers of the law.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We trust you have been encouraged and challenged in your faith journey. If you're desiring prayer, want more information on our church, want to partner with us, or be involved in any way, please go to our website at mountoliveefc.com. We'll see you next time.